They were. The goal at the start of the second half in particular really set us up for the second half. It meant that Armagh had to push their sweepers out from in front of the front line if they were going to get anything out of the game. So the goal brought that on.
Armagh did respond strongly after both those goals, but again, as you said, left that bit of space for you to push back again.
Yes, it did. The fellas that we have inside, young Brian Casty and Brenton Rogers, are quality players. We decided that we'd push Jared Bradley, who's quite good in the air, into that space with the breeze, and that paid off for us at the start of the second half.
Yeah. A bit of a slow burner of a season, but you eventually came good in the end as a team.
We did. Early on in the season, we were playing with 37 players in our squad. We take that there's 14 of the fellas are from Slachtneil, and two of them are from Kula. At least, it's 40% of your panels away, you know. So we struggled early on in the season to get the numbers there, but we were confident in our own skins about what we're going to do, and thankfully the players turned up and performed.
And we spoke all year about next year, but what comes before next year? Like, what is the step between now and going to the Christy Ring for Colin McGurk?
a bit of a break with the wife and the wains. I suppose between now and then is maybe to look at a few of our younger players to get them a bit of strength and conditioning. You know, the likes of Gavin McCormick that was in the squad and dropped out, and we'll have a look at a few of the under 21s that are in the next couple of weeks. We play Antrim on the, I think, 19th of July. With the amount of club games, we won't get a lot of time to prepare for that, but that's the aim, is to get a few more players at that level.
Same management team?
I hope so.
Yeah. And I spoke to Conor Murray during the week, you maybe saw it, about just what it meant a few years ago to be successful. The last time Derry got promoted, they didn't stay in the Christy Ring. As a county, what needs to happen now, do you feel, from your own point of view?
What I think is that I have to give a serious thank you to our clubs. It's them that produces the players, really. We don't have enough time with the players to, condition them or, to provide as much stick work as what we want. But I like just to ensure that the county board gives us breathing space, come the likes of the Christy Ring next year, so that we have our footballers and our dual players available.